This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I started yesterday with this. Hallelujah! No other words can describe it. Wow! That's the closest natural expression that comes to mind. And I'm talking about everything that I've witnessed. We call this radio broadcast the voice of One Witness. Everything, that's because I witness things. God called me to witness things that are happening in the earth, and I'm telling you, I am witnessing an awakening. And it started for me on June 29th, 2008, at our corporate prayer out here at Prayer Mountain, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was then, you know, there was an upcoming election, a presidential election in November, and our prayers were just really getting with it, praying about that election. Suddenly, the room filled with God. You've heard me talk about it before. Suddenly, the room filled with God, and it literally shook us. Now, the Bible says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. That means you can speak or you can be quiet when the utterance gifts move upon you. But there have been twice in my lifetime where really this was not the case. It was like, open your mouth or you die. It was. I know that may not sound like a faith statement, but it was like that. And the first time was when the Lord spoke through me, when two Finnish people came over here, and the Lord spoke about the big project that we then began going into Soviet Russia. That's another long supernatural story. But then that was in 1979. I didn't have it happen again until 2008. And there we were, and literally the room filled with God and shook us. And as we were praying about the upcoming election, his presence and his words were powerful. Though it came through me, it was as if it came from heaven. And these were the words. One thing will save America, and it is not the elections. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. The first thing that happened to me was I began to cry and weep because I was struck by the need to repent way down deep inside me. How could we possibly think that an election or a man or a party could save America from the mess she was in? Then God-inspired thoughts rushed through my mind. The best person in the world could be elected president and would do no good if people do not turn to God. Awakenings, American history. The Great Awakening, the part of prayer in awakenings, study. That's how it ended. We started to think, what can we do? We know we're supposed to do something, but what do we do? And we just vowed that we'd each go into our own private prayer closets, and the next time I was going to be with them in our corporate prayer was about 3 weeks hence, and then we would come back together and say what we'd heard from God. Well, many supernatural things happened. In the meantime, God sent us a prophet named Brother Wiseman to help us understand what was happening, and we realized that he was calling us to pray for an awakening, that Prayer Mountain had a role in it. He spoke to us about a wall. He spoke to us about lights. You might have heard us about ambers and embers, and we're not going into all that, but he began to supernaturally lead us. And we expanded our corporate prayer at Prayer Mountain to include a Wednesday noontime prayer. Because you remember he told me that day to study. So in our study, we found out that one of the greatest awakenings that happened in America was actually born out of the Great Awakening. And then when her position with God, her ardor for God would wane and they'd get in trouble, then he'd send another awakening. And one of the awakenings that he sent was the noontime prayer awakening of 1857-58 that started in New York City under Jeremiah Lanpier. And he started with a noontime Wednesday prayer. So that prayer meeting soon spread across America and swept thousands into the kingdom of God. So we said, well, we'll have a noontime prayer. So we started having corporate prayer. Our same corporate prayers who came on Sunday came back again on Wednesdays at noon, 12 Central Time. And then in January, I think it was Randy Laughlin, who is our technical man here at Prayer Mountain. He said, well, we could stream this. So we started streaming, and we began a worldwide prayer meeting that now meets at 12 noon every Wednesday This is Central Time, whether it's daylight or standard. It's Central Time, whatever it is, here in Prayer Mountain, because we're in the Central Time Zone. But that, we stream it all around the world. And in Europe, I know we have people that meet with us, and it's evening time for them. It's nighttime for them. We have people in Australia. And for them, it's like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Some of them get up and pray with us right at that time. I think probably more of the people from Australia, New Zealand, they watch it on archives, because we do archive those prayer meetings. And the people say that join us in prayer on the archives, that it's just as anointed and just as alive for them whenever they're praying with us. But the point is, we're all praying together, and we are praying for an awakening in America, yes. But in other nations, in Israel, in the hearts of men, in individuals, and so many people. And we stay in contact with each other. You know, we're praying united prayer, and we're staying in real close contact with each other. I begin every Wednesday by just reading some of the emails and letters that we've gotten from around the world, and they are so thrilling. Many of them are prayer groups. This is a recent email we got. In the natural, we are seemingly separate, sitting before our computers, but in the spirit, we are one grand army. And you know, years ago, the Lord told me, when he was telling me to raise up Prayer Mountain and all of these things, he said, as a nation, and I think he said United States, raised up an air force, I am raising up a prayer force. And that prayer force is one grand army. Bless the Lord. That's meeting in united prayer. I can tell you, we sense the unity. We sense the power of united prayer. And as regarding the power, this is a one, I got this email last week from the Ukraine. And this woman said, and I'm just saying it like she said it, because English is new to her. She said, I want you to know that in Ukraine, your broadcasts are watching. In one Wednesday in May, after the prayer, the shining cloud was appeared in my living room. Pieces of this cloud were hovered over the table with my laptop. I even didn't understand what it was. I was thinking it was the smoke from cigarettes, but God has reminded me that I don't smoking about 2 years now. So it may be Him and His glory. As far as I know, my country has not cases of awakening to God. I ask you to pray with us for our country. I pray with you for America, because your nation has the main and the strongest spiritual and prayer forces in the world. Oh my goodness, at our last Wednesday's prayer, we joined this lady for the Ukraine. We know there are a group of ministers in the Ukraine praying for an awakening, because they said if America could have one, we're going to petition God for one. And oh my goodness, folks, how thrilling it is for me when I went to that Glenn Beck meeting. Now, God has stirred up a lot of people. He let me be on the Believer's Voice of Victory, because after I started studying, then I, of course, found out America's history. I found out that America was born out of the Great Awakening. One Harvard professor said, you cannot understand the language of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. You cannot understand the colonists that brought forth the verbiage of these documents, unless you understand the Great Awakening. I learned about this great preacher that we owe so much to, George Whitefield, and Gloria Copeland, and so graciously allowed me to come on her program more than once, and we talked about these things. And of course, Brother Kenneth Copeland's been having David Barton, who is like America's historian. He's been having him on for a long time. And now David Barton has become very influential in Glenn Beck's life. I even heard that Glenn Beck read the book, The Light and the Glory. It's now a trilogy by David Manuel and Peter Marshall. And you know, we've had David on our show program before. But God has stirred up so many people. I'm working with Billy Wilson. Billy Wilson has Cry Out America. And on 9/11, I hope you join it. On 9/11, I'm on the board of it now, the cabinet of it. And on 9/11, we're asking people all across this United States of America to go to their courthouses at noontime, their time, and pray with other people, our parishes, and pray with other people on the lawns of the courthouse for this nation. On 9/11, we're just counting that so much will come forth on that date. Bless the Lord. Now, you can imagine how I felt when I went to Washington, D.C., and I was a part of 500,000 people. Brother Nigel Bigpond, and of course, he comes from Oklahoma. Many of you know Brother Nigel from the Yuchi Nation. And when it was his turn to introduce someone, he gave these wonderful words. He said, this is the awakening that we have been praying for. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. How wonderful to hear that from Nigel Bigpond. And here we've been thinking about awakenings, and I've been sitting there getting so thrilled. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we met on a Friday night, and I'm going to tell you more about what happened at the Friday night at the Kennedy Center when we come back here tomorrow, and I'm going to read you some things about this black-robed regiment or black-robed brigade. But as we sat there in that hot sun on that Saturday, did you see it? I hope you saw it. And I hope you will come. Now, that's not the have-all and end-all. I mean, Glenn Beck left it like this. It wasn't political at all. It had to do with... In fact, Glenn Beck said, I was going to go a political way, but then he was convicted of the Lord and he fell down on his knees. He said, we've got this thing wrong. And the Lord said to him, he said, Lord, speak loudly and clearly. I must be your dumbest servant. Speak it so I can hear. And the Lord said, you have the pieces. Now put them together. And the pieces are faith, hope, and charity, or faith, hope, and love. These things remain, is what the Bible tells us. And so he took those pieces and put together this most wonderful rally. And as I told you yesterday, he began with these words, something beyond imagination is happening. Something that is beyond man is happening. America today begins to turn back to God. Now we want you to come and to be with us in Branson, Missouri, as we're going to have another awakening autumn assembly. Oh my goodness, the last 2 days this week, I'm going to be speaking to you about what God spoke to me about Israel, and it's such a critical time. Please make your plans to come and be with us right now at the Hilton Hotel. Wednesday, October 27th, we'll be doing our noontime prayer streaming from there, and Wednesday night, October 27th, at the Hilton Hotel in Branson, we'll just pray. That's all we'll do. You can come and pray with us if you want to, but we're going to start then the next day, the 28th, and go through November the 1st, just before the election. Prayers are being called by God to come here from all around the world, and we trust that He's asking you to come. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 for more information, or go to billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. 1-800-972-3447. And they'll tell you how you can get registered. Doesn't cost anything to register. What we would like to know that you're coming. And if you're one of what we call the worldwide prayers, going to get a special little prize from us. That means you're one of those who join us on Wednesdays. And so we want you to call us, we want you to contact us, and we want you to be back here with us tomorrow on Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And this is Billy Brim saying to you today, we love you, and may God's richest and best be yours. Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.